He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
There is a condition called PANDAS, and it's not a cute little bear. It is a quite unpleasant disease that comes following just a simple strep infection. There's a lot of new medical research about PANDAS, and there's new guidelines. And my guest today is Dr. Susan Shulman, and she's going to talk a little bit about PANDAS. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So can you first tell the audience what PANDAS stands for?
Yes. PANDAS actually is a initials of a condition that is, the first word is pediatric, because that means it happens in children. So that's the P. A of PANDAS is autoimmune. That means it's caused by the child's own natural immunity causing trouble with his own body. Whenever the child, a person's own immunity backfires on them, it's called autoimmune. N is neuropsychiatric, which means that it affects the nervous system and the behavioral part of the brain. And DAS is disorder associated with strep. So put together, that's PANDAS, PANDAS.
Got it. And how common is this condition in the United States or the world at large?
Okay. I don't have the statistics. I think it's regional. There are some populations that seem to be more susceptible than others. So I don't know if I don't have the actual numbers. There may be somebody
That's
else
fine.
That you're interviewing that will have those numbers.
Tell
you is that there's an increasing incidence of it. It was rare 15 years ago, and now it's getting to be more common.
So take us through what happens when a child gets a strep infection and then, for whatever reason, they develop antibodies that are attacking part of their own brain. So it's not necessarily that the strep infection is going to the brain, but I would imagine there's some sort of molecular mimicry or something in the basal ganglia that
yeah,
looks like strep.
You're very well read, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so
thank you very much.
What actually happens is that a certain region of the brain, which you like to describe as the basal ganglia, gets attacked by the child's own natural immunity. Now, this in itself is ridiculous. Everybody's got a good immune system that keeps them healthy, and these children also have an immune system that keeps them healthy. But strep has the ability to cause your own immune system to make you do odd things. It's an infection that can sort of trick the immune system. In this case, it's tricking the immunity to attack the child's brain. The area of the brain that gets attacked is an area that has a lot of emotional things that come out of it, and when it's not functioning, these are the symptoms that you can get from an attack of PANDAS. And it usually is something where the child, they know their child and he's doing okay, and all of a sudden there's some other kid living in the house with them. And these are they say, what happened to my kid? He never used to be like this. Common symptoms include high irritability, meaning easy to aggravate, either emotional irritability, or if you say no to them for something, they blow up, or sensory irritability, meaning that they can't stand having their shirts on their back or their socks don't feel right or the noises in the house are bothering them. They can regress to babyish behavior. They can start doing baby talk. They can start playing with toys they played with when they were much younger, or other babyish behavior. If they were, they always had a certain blankie, they'll go running and get that blankie. They can have severe anger, explosions, tantrums, and they have a condition called emotional lability, which means you never know which kid is there, the one who's going to be very, very upset or the one who's going to be very, very normal. So they run hot and cold, and you could have a child throwing a major tantrum, and all of a sudden it turns off like a light bulb. It's just gone. And then
so now I am alarmed. Now I am alarmed that both of my children have this condition, and I have never diagnosed
it. No, it can. All right, let me just finish the list of things. Okay. Now
okay.
They don't all have all of this. And a lot of kids do have tantrums that come and go. But I'm talking about a change in the baseline nature of the child. Something's wrong with this kid. He's not acting himself.
And this can happen overnight? Or does it happen overnight?
Yeah, the most common description is overnight. And it can be very, very explosive. All of a sudden, the child... I didn't get to the main part of the list yet. It can happen slowly over a period of a couple days or weeks, or it can happen from 1 minute to the next. But the tantrums that you're describing, all kids have tantrums. I'm talking about this is out of character to the child. It could be a six-year-old who hasn't had a tantrum since he's two, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, sleep disturbance, very common. A lot of kids have trouble falling asleep. They have trouble staying asleep. Now, this is the big category, anxiety symptoms. The original children with PANDAS actually had obsessive-compulsive disorder, which is an anxiety spectrum disorder. But they can also have severe anxiety, you know, worried about mommy's going to die, worry the house is going to burn down, or worry about everything and anything. I'm going to fail the test, you know, but much worse than you would normally see.
Fears, so severe catastrophic thinking.
Fears, phobias, panic disorder. And these are all in the same category with anxiety. Obsessive-compulsive disorder is when they have intrusive thoughts or feelings, and then they do something compulsive to try to make that feeling feel better, like everything's contaminated with germs, I'm going to die, I better wash my hands. Or there are many other obsessions. They can have guilty ones. I touched him, maybe he's going to die. Or I touched the baby, maybe he's going to break. You know, they have these crazy guilty obsessions. They have obsessions with their own health. They have obsession with other people's health. They have counting obsessions that they must count to 14 before they do this, or you know, counting this many steps forward, one step back. There are whole categories of obsessions that the child could have. Frequent urination is an odd symptom. They all of a sudden start running back and forth to the bathroom, even though they don't really have to go anymore. And the mother will check the child, and the test is urine, and it's not a urinary infection, but the child just constantly feels that he has to go to the bathroom. And some of them actually do have accidents. They can have accidents at night or accidents during the day. That's part of the symptom complex that we see in these children sometimes. They can have a deterioration in their cognitive function. That means that they used to be really good in math, and then they can't do anything in math. Or they used to be really good in reading, or they're having trouble with their reading. And they also can have poor focusing skills during one of these attacks, where the people all of a sudden decide the child has ADD, which is not something you catch. ADD is something you're born with. And this is something, and he never had it before, but now he can't concentrate in school. And... some kids have a very strong deterioration in their handwriting or drawing. And in the end of the line, I'm describing something else that goes along with PANDAS. Some children, not all, have motor tics or vocal tics. And sometimes they're associated with those emotional symptoms, and sometimes they're not associated. They could be just tics. And the tics could also even include a severe onset of stuttering. The vocal tic, it could be a stutter. And the child wasn't a stutterer and becomes a stutter overnight. That's something that you think of. It could be a PANDAS symptom. Now, that whole list of symptoms that I just gave you, it's a mixed bag. Some of them have this and some of them have that. The one thing they have in common is they didn't have it before. You know, you have a mildly anxious child who gets severely anxious. Or you have a child who likes things to be orderly, becomes severely obsessed with the order of things. So whatever their natural personality can get exaggerated with this.
Dr. Shulman, we have 30 seconds left. What does a parent do if they notice this?
Well, the first thing they should do is check and see if the child actually has a strep throat. Because sometimes these symptoms are actually only there when the active infection is there. But frequently, the infection could have been treated already and these symptoms will come out.
Well, I'd like to thank you for shedding some light on PANDAS. You can visit pandasnetwork.org for more information. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic, reminding you never listen to anyone else. Stay well.